He is our peace.
Der aus beiden eines gemacht und die trennende Mauer niedergerissen hat.
He himself is our peace, who has made both one, has broken down the middle wall of separation.
Dass du die trennende Mauer niedergerissen hast, Herr. Wir loben dich, Herr, dass du auch unser Friede bist, Herr. Amen. Herr, heute Abend möchten wir dich auch gemeinsam als unseren Frieden sehen, Herr. Öffne unsere Augen, Herr. Ja, und wir möchten dir auch nochmal unsere Herzen geben, Herr.
Lord, you are our peace, and we want to see you as our peace, and we want to open up our hearts to you. Save us from all hearts hardening. Save us from a hard heart. Give us grace also for hearing, Lord. Give us ears how disciples hear. We all want to learn to listen to the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Lord is wonderful. I'm enjoying these verses from Ephesians very much. It's really an enjoyment to read them. It's not just a good word. It's an enjoyment. At the beginning of the Bible, the world is in darkness. And God speaks and said, God spoke and said, light, come forth. And Paul takes that up in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and says, the God who said, out of darkness light should shine. He is the one who shines also in our hearts. He wants to shine in our hearts today. And through his word, he's producing light in us. He speaks, and he spoke, and it became light. Isn't that wonderful? And he is the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he's speaking today also in our hearts, and he makes light in our hearts. Often there is darkness in our hearts. Jeremiah once said, our heart is unstable. And he wants to shine into our hearts. This is so wonderful. He wants to give us light and revelation. And this morning we heard that we became near through the blood of Christ. This morning it impressed me very strongly to see that it was like a picture that I saw what the Lord took upon himself. All the sufferings to bring us back to him in order to liberate that way, release the way. And I think we cannot understand how much the Lord paid for that. He was without sin and had to bear all these sins of the world, and he became a curse finally for us. He went to the cross. And then he says now in verse 14, he is our peace, for he is our peace.
In der Vorbereitung habe ich das, ich bin da fast nicht hinüber hinausgekommen, weil ich das so genossen habe.
I think in my preparation, I enjoyed it so much that it didn't get actually much further. I enjoyed it so much. He is my peace. Just take these five words, for he himself is our peace. Just take the Lord as your peace. He is your peace. This is also God's nature, peace. Look at how much it is talked about peace in the New Testament. I tell you, it's 7 times. It's said that God is a God of peace. He is a God of peace.
Und auch wenn ihr, ich weiß nicht, ob es euch schon mal aufgefallen ist.
And I don't know whether you found that out already, that Paul often started his epistles with grace and peace be multiplied to you or something like that. For Paul, that is important. So we sometimes just overread it. We need peace. And actually here, it's not a matter of any peace, but it's the God of peace. The other day, I've enjoyed a verse in the Gospel of John very much, where the Lord says, "My peace I give to you, not any peace, but His peace." And this peace is really tremendous. The nature of people, of human beings, is usually the contrary. Everybody wants peace. Peace is something that everybody is desiring for in the whole world. But our flesh, from our old nature, is against peace. When man fell at the beginning of the Bible, there was a quarrel. You know who was quarreling? That were two brothers. Two brothers, Cain and Abel. There was not just a quarrel. It ended in a murder. And here you see the nature of our old man. It's looking for quarrel. And here they were not talking about any worldly things, actually, quarreling about worldly things. They were arguing about how to be well-pleasing to God, how to serve God. They were quarreling about something spiritual. And if I had been the Lord, I would have said at that moment, now the Son has to come and set everything right. But it took some more centuries. That's the peace of God.
Diese Ruhe, dieser Friede, hat seinen Plan und den wird auch
this rest, this peace is his plan and he will implement it. And it's wonderful to see such a wonderful peace. I would have panicked already all the plan got would I thought would have gotten out of control, a murder, quarreling, and argument, and but the Lord let it go and had his plan, and the Son came. Praise the Lord, the Son came. Praise the Lord, I just wanted to show you how the peace of God is, that we can imagine a little bit. He's really great. It said in a one verse that it's higher. It's in Philippians. Philippians 4, right? The peace, which is the peace, that's verse 7, and the peace of God, Philippians 4, 7, which surpasses all understanding. It's so high. Because we human beings can also keep peace to a certain extent. There are some peaceful people who don't like to quarrel. They are a bit more peaceful. And you can make peace to a certain extent. You just shake hands, make peace, make a contract, a peace contract. And this peace is much higher. It's higher than all, it surpasses all understanding, and it will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. If we have this peace, it will keep our hearts and our thoughts. So many people are longing for such a peace in their heart. Some admit it, some don't. And we have this peace. He says, for he is our peace. Peace in our heart, peace with ourselves, but also peace with others. He made peace. I liked what, because he did not just say he made peace, but he said he is our peace. This is a very precious peace. And somehow I got the fear that if we touch this peace, actually we touch the Lord in a negative way. If we work against this peace, we work against the Lord. And this is a very serious word. And therefore, it is really good to take this word very seriously, and also to say, Lord, I want to experience you as my peace. And he continues to say, who has made, in Ephesians 2:14, he says, who has made both one. He's still talking about Jews and Gentiles here. And it had been mentioned already several times that the Jews, they were not allowed to have fellowship with the Gentiles. You may know the verses where Peter goes to the Gentiles and said, I should not have come, actually. I should not have fellowship with you. That was in Cornelius's house. I'm not allowed to do that, actually. He was not that clear about that yet. It took the Lord some time to convince Peter that all the walls, he says here in verse 14, he has broken down the middle wall of partition. The middle wall, broken down the middle wall of partition. It had been has been broken down. Praise the Lord.
Nämlich
That is, among us, between us, there is enmity. Between every one of us. This means here it's talked about Gentiles and Jews, but also among us, there are so many differences. The more I think about those differences, the more I come up with them, and I don't like them at all.
So schlimm ist es nicht. Soll sich jetzt nicht so anhören. Aber es ist eine Mauer.
There is a wall. Often there is a wall between us that separates us.
Und er erwähnt hier auch eine Mauer, nämlich das Gesetz.
And he's mentioning here also a wall that is the law. Which caused the separation between Jews and Gentiles. The law prescribed that Jews and Gentiles should be separated.
Und ich habe mich hier gefreut. Was steht hier?
And what's written here? I like that very much. Having abolished, in verse 15, in his flesh, the law of the commandments and ordinances abolished. He tore down, he broke down the middle wall of partition. And it's like that the law separates us from each other. When we establish the law and keep it up, then there are so many reasons to separate us. Everybody has his own righteousness, his own laws. But the Lord terminated all these old things. I find it wonderful. From the one he created, from the two he created one. That's heavenly mathematics. One plus one equal to one. I didn't want to write down a formula here. I don't want to mix up anyone. This is heavenly mathematics, right? The Lord is so wonderful. He doesn't fit them together with a nail or with the glue, but he just makes them one. There is no joint somewhere or which doesn't fit. It's just joined together. Do we believe that? Praise the Lord, we are one, not just a little bit, but solidly knitted together. It's so surprising, so an astonishing work, us human beings so separated, envious, rebellious, offended by each other, quarreling, warring against each other, and the Lord made us one. What kind of work is that? It's so wonderful. Just picture this. It is wonderful. The Lord knits us together. And what are we doing? We build walls up again.
Ja, Herr Jesus, so schnell sind wieder Mauern aufgebaut.
And fastly, we build up those walls again, and we take out, back out the fences and make differences between people. And we work against this wonderful work. And we have to repent again and again for that. In verse 15, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, making peace. We have talked a lot these days about the new man, the new creation. The old things have passed. The Lord brought forth a new creation.
Deswegen lasst uns wirklich uns darauf ausrichten.
Therefore, let's be focused on promoting and supporting this new man. I am really for peace. I don't like lack of peace. I am for peace. That's not the point, but we should support and promote peace and encourage it and work on it. Paul does not say run after peace. He says pursue peace. Pursue peace. It's not enough just a little. Yes, I am for peace. Yes, peace is good. But pursue peace with everyone. With everyone. Keep peace with everyone. The Lord loves that. The Lord loves peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And also Jerusalem is the city that the Lord has chosen. It is the city that the Lord has chosen, and it's the city of peace.
Es ist die Stadt des Friedens.
The city of peace.
Das finde ich sehr, sehr aussagekräftig.
This is really something impressive. There were many cities in Israel, but he chose Jerusalem. Already from the beginning of the world, already at Melchizedek, the high priest, do you know him? He is called King of Salem, King of Peace. He was called King of Peace. And we are reading in Munich in Hebrews, and what touched me the other day was that the five books, first books of the Bible, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, the Pentateuch, is full of law. Main part of the Pentateuch is about the law. There is a lot of law that is shown, but the epistle to the Hebrews says the main thing is this Melchizedek. He's just mentioned in one chapter, and there he said, that's it. That's it. That is the order that is valid, not the Levitical order installed by Moses. It was disappearing. It's about to disappear. Just a small, if the writer of the author of the epistle to the Hebrews had not mentioned it, I don't know if we had known it. Just a small portion talks about that. That's the King of Peace. And the law brings about division, separation, division, strife, and in the end, death will come out. The result is always death. We Christians take out the law and wonder why death comes out. We are so surprised about that, if we realize it at all. Yes, praise the Lord. He says it clearly here. The law has been abolished. Don't re-establish it again. Actually, here it's not about the Mosaic law. We Christians also like to make laws. We are actually not different from much different from the Gentiles. We also from the Jews. We also like to make laws. But these laws separate each other. They bring in separation. And therefore, in the church, we need him as our peace. And we should promote this.
Das alles hat er durch seinen Tod für uns gemacht. Er hat nicht irgendwie alle an einen Tisch gerufen und gesagt,
he did not call everybody at one table and say, oh, now let's talk. I've got this argument. We can make peace, yes. But here the Jews, here the Gentiles, here the Germans, their arguments, there are those, this nation and that nation. But no, he went to the cross. He went to the cross. And that is the solution to all situations without peace. And it was said already, the problems will not stop. We should not expect the problems to stop because there is an enemy. He is the one who takes away peace. He's the one who confuses everything. He wants to cause division. He wants to destroy the church. It's not human beings who do that, but it's the enemy who works in all these things. That means that the problems will not stop. We have got one who is the solution of the problems. He solves the problems in the church life. When there are problems, when there is lack of peace, when there is strife, we are not all really nice and peaceful from the start, right? Of course, there are stumbling blocks. There are offenses. If I could choose people, I would I would pick some people out and just build the church with them. That would be easy. That would be easy. But the Lord set the members of the body. He knitted the members together. It's His plan, His work. And He joins together. And as He does it, that's it. I am here together with those brothers and sisters. The Lord joined me together. And now it becomes practical. It's easy to say. To say, well, with this brother from Berlin, Maximilian maybe, or Matthias. It's easy, very easy to say, I'm one with Matthias. It's really easy. I'm really one with him. Praise the Lord. The Lord broke down the middle wall of partition. I'm one with him. Sorry that I take you as an example. It's easy to say that. But in my place, it becomes, in my locality, it becomes practical. Here in the conference, it's also easy to be together. There are some problems and difficulties, but it's only 4 or 5 days. Here I can pull together and be disciplined. But in my place, in my locality, in the daily church life, there it becomes manifest how much we receive from that reality. Here it becomes clear because we can talk a lot, right? But in your locality, in the practical church life, it becomes practical. There it becomes really practical. And it's shown whether we also, like the Lord, are ready to go to the cross together with Him.
And ob wir bereit sind, diesen Frieden zu fördern auf alle Weise.
And it can be seen whether we are ready to promote this peace in every situation. And this actually is my main concern tonight, that we are all have this desire to promote this peace and not to establish it, but to tear it, all unpeace, tear down all division.
Dafür eine Sache, die mir wichtig geworden ist, oder
and one thing that became important to me
müssen, ist das Gebet.
That we should see as important again and again is prayer. Let us pray for peace. For peace in the church. For peace in my place.
Dass diesen Frieden bewahrt.
That he may keep this peace.
Es gibt mal den Psalm, da heißt es, es ist der, ich habe es hier reingeschrieben, der Psalm 122.
That is Psalm 122.
Psalm 122.
Psalm 122. 6 to 9. Can someone read it?
Aus der blauen Übersetzung am besten. Psalm 122, 6.
Psalm 122, 6 through 9.
In deinen Mauern und wohlgefallen in deinen Palästen.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for peace in the church. Make it your concern. Because this is what the enemy likes to attack the most. And he has attacked that in the past hundreds of years the most. So much division among Christians, so much lack of peace.
So viel gegeneinander.
And people were so much against each other. For things, for people's sake and for teaching's sake, brothers against brothers. How do I serve the Lord? So much lack of oneness. Although the Lord made us all one, we are so much against each other.
Deutet das auf das Kreuz des Herrn hin?
Does that indicate that people experience the cross of the Lord?
Auf das, was der Herr schon gemacht hat?
Does that indicate or show what the Lord has done? Display what the Lord has done on the cross?
Nehmt es euch zu Herzen.
So just take it to heart. Pray for this peace.
Frieden unter uns.
Peace among us. Peace among the churches.
Manchmal ist vielleicht doch nicht so einfach, wenn ich.
Sometimes it's not that easy. I take Matthias again. Matthias and me have peace. But then if we've got something in our hearts against each other, also among the churches we need peace. Why? Because also it is one new man there. One new man.
Es gibt nur eine Gemeinde.
There's just one church, one body, one God, one Lord.
We've such
a shortage in that peace. Of that peace and of the oneness that the Lord has created already. And what I liked also, seek in the Bible for the word of peace. It's a lot talked about. So it's important for the Lord. I sought for peace. I was searching. And here I touched the Lord's heart. He has got the desire to establish that peace among us. And the Epistle to the Romans talked also about that we have not seen way of peace. We read that verse in Romans 3:17.
Und den Weg des Friedens haben sie nicht erkannt.
It says that the way of peace they have not seen. And in Luke 1:79, Zachariah prays to appear to those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to direct our feet into the way of peace. We are walking on that way of peace. Let us choose this way. If a problem comes, tell the Lord. Yes, Lord, I may be offended, or maybe there is something, but I want to choose the way of peace. Talk like that with the Lord. Maybe at the beginning it's not easy because the brother offended you really, and you didn't like at all what he said to you, and his behavior was really bad towards you. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to walk in this way of peace. I want to learn to walk on the way of peace. I want to learn it.
Für den Herrn war es nicht einfach, ans Kreuz zu gehen. Es war nicht einfach.
It was not easy to go, for the Lord to go this way. He even asked the Father, Father, if this is your will, then let this cup pass by. But not my will, but your will may be done. Your will may be done. Praise the Lord. I would like to know this way of peace. I'm curious to hear how it goes on. At the beginning, I said already, I'm really enjoying. And the peace of the Lord, it's always available. It's not like the sun going up, going down. Peace is not like that. Peace is always there. It is something consistent and permanent. And the Lord made that peace, and it is available. It's the Lord Himself. So He is the solution for all problems. It's not that we think of invent something good or have good ideas, but we come to Him. We come to that peace. Not only alone, but also with all the saints together. We go to the Lord and we pray for this peace. That we get more into this reality. That it becomes practical. It's just not sufficient to have a teaching about that, to know the theory about it. Now we know. Oh, well, okay, now we know. I understood. Got it. Gotcha. We need the reality of it. The teaching about oneness is good and healthy, but it's not sufficient. It does not bring us to the goal, but what brings us to the goal is the Lord Himself. He alone is our peace. Praise the Lord.